Interesting. 646464. How do you get past the Secret Service to pass a joint to the president's daughter?
Same way.
Probably brought it herself.
Yeah, probably brought it. No.
No. Oh, you mean Malia brought it herself? No. What's she gonna get from her daddy's stash?
She's got to get it. She's got to get past the Secret Service.
There's a lot of people in the house, in the White House.
But you know, a lot of times they're told to hang back, to pull back.
Because, I mean, if you think about the Bush twins, Jenna and Barbara, they drank alcohol illegally when they were teenagers. Remember, they got in trouble for all that activity? And Secret Service was with them.
They were at the bar.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, but they're, you know, they pull back. They don't.
And most of the people that work in the White House are black. The service people.
So are you accusing them?
Not Secret Service, though.
The cooks could get us something.
Okay, why are you putting that on the cook's day? What are you putting that on the cook's day?
I get it for you. Don't tell your daddy. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Shay.
No.
Housekeeping? I'm just telling you. You can't stop
it. Why are you
putting
it on people?
How do you know?
I don't know. I'm just speculating like everybody else. I don't know.
Blair, you know the weed dealer who names all the weed going to have
one. They're going to name a weed after her.
They're going to name a weed after her.
Oh, first daughter.
First daughter. Got that first daughter. Really?
That first daughter's expensive. That's the pure stuff.
Got that White House.
Oh, this makes me so sad.
Got the CIA.
It's being a teenager.
I know it's being a teenager, but it's unfortunate because everything, and we forget this. We forget it, but because he is a black president, we have to do everything twice as good and have to be twice as
and
good.
She's heard that over and over again.
She's heard that. I mean, and you know, that's twice
from
a
grandmother,
stuff.
Especially her grandmother.
Well, her mother, too.
And when she gets home.
Okay, but when is she allowed to make mistakes? Just like them Bush girls.
Okay.
We can't.
Okay, well,
she's not allowed.
The last time I heard Jesus was only one person.
You've got to make mistakes.
Okay. I mean, okay, now you're going to bring Jesus into this, really?
Because you go, she can't make mistakes, Sherry.
Well, Sybil.
Sybil. You're right, Sherry. Maybe Jesus did smoke weed. Oh,
well, okay, I take myself out there because I didn't say all that. Oh,
you're from the South Side, raised by a South Side mom.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama is from the South Side.
Yep.
She was raised by a South Side mom.
Mm-hmm.
When Malia gets home, what's the conversation?
Is it a slap first?
No.
No.
I don't know what their relationship is. I don't think it's a slap, Sherry, but she's your daughter. You talk to her.
Well, how's President Obama going to talk to her when we got pictures of him smoking weed?
That's what I'm saying. He understands. So better
he understands.
Better he.
Yes.
I know
what
Obama don't you go in my drawer again. That's what he said.
Well, I'm sure at some point Michelle came home late, partying. Did something wrong?
No, she
didn't. What did Mrs. Robinson say to her?
You know what? I don't think Mrs. Obama was that kind of daughter. I think she was a good girl.
She was perfect.
You're putting a lot on Michelle Obama because you have to. Obama evolved.
Okay. Let me just say this: Jay can suppose some things, I can suppose some things.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
And for whatever reason, my feeling is that Michelle Obama was a good girl. I'll give you an example of why I say that.
And I'm saying Malia is a good girl, too.
I know. But I just saw the movie South Side with You.
Yeah.
Okay. The movie about their first date.
Yeah.
About the president.
That's coming out with Tika Stone.
Exactly. And in that movie, I understood a lot of what she went through. And she was that daughter. She was a good girl. And so I don't think that she may understand Malia acting out. And that's why I think she put it on. She may have put it on the president to say, you talk to her because I don't understand this.
Mm. Well, by the time she met the president, he'd already smoked some weed. So
a lot of weed.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He would understand. He would be a better person to talk to her than maybe Mrs. Obama would. But I got to tell you, if Mrs. Obama did take it upon herself, I think there might be a real discussion, maybe even a little slappage going on.
She'll be getting off the floor.
Yeah.
She's still a black mama.
Smoking a weed. Come on.
Or as my mother used to say, you better come home and practice getting up off the floor because we about to get to
off the floor when my mother found out about me. That black mamas. Hashtag black mama.